Indeed, greetings and welcome. In fact, it is all good, is it not? You see, the channeler had some, interesting vibrations pass through her field of awareness, and she was sure, she was quite certain that there would be lots of clearing to do before she could begin transmission. Miles and miles of it. Perhaps she should take a quiet pause and suggest you all come back in 5 to 10 minutes, you see? She was so sure that there would be an interference with the good flow of love. But you see, love is available. Love is available with your next holy breath. And this is reassuring to her as well as a good Dharma teaching for all. You see, dear ones, it is about the flow. It is about allowing the flow of the gifts of the universe. Sometimes the flow comes in beautiful roses. Sometimes it comes in the box with the expensive jewelry. Ah, these are good flows. I like these items. Sometimes the flow comes in information-bearing gifts in the disguise of a nuisance and encumbrance and interference with the daily schedule, you see? It is important, dear ones, to recognize that your dream is filled with all types of healing material. And we do mean healing. You see, when the pocket of mud comes flying up and dirties your clothes, this is still healing material. When the bug spray comes flying around and hits your good bed sheets, and then you have to wash them while you're trying to spray around the house, this is still the good material. You must understand that what you are doing is dreaming consciousness, yes? And so whose consciousness might you be dreaming? You are not dreaming your neighbor's consciousness. You are not dreaming your aunt's consciousness. You are dreaming your own. So it is important to get comfortable with the process, to learn to embrace all, to not see any as a problem or difficulty, to go with the flow, as it is often said. And going with the flow means that there is a fruit to be gained. There is a blessing in every moment. The secret, dear ones, is to relax into the moment, to trust the moment, and trust that whatever the moment brings, it is in fact part of your to-do list. This was another one of the channeler's concerns. You see, she had her trusty to-do list and things did not get attended to as she had planned. But again, who is doing the planning? The ego mind. And of course there are things to attend to, we are quite certain. You have the laundry, you have the garbage, you have the bills to pay, etc. Things must be done. But indeed, this is about healing you. This is about healing divinity. This is about uncovering your true nature, your true Buddhahood, and your true divinity. So if that makes it to the top of the list, if what comes and interferes with the supposed to-do list is exactly what is in order, this is our holy point. This is how to treasure the moments, treasure the opportunities, treasure the interruptions, you see. We have an intruder coming to our house. We have an interference with our schedule. What is this about? You see, spirituality is knocking on your door. Opportunities are knocking on your door. Opportunities are affording you the good information, the clearing, the golden nugget that you have been waiting. You see, you pray and you pray and you pray and you open up to spirit and you say, dear, please reveal to me my next step. Reveal to me what needs to be resolved, what needs to be lifted up and through, what is keeping me from seeing truth. And so this is what comes in your door. However, it is often the case that you may dismiss it, you may get angry at it, you try to bundle it up, put a pretty bow on it, and leave it on your neighbor's doorstep, you see? Anything to get rid of it. But dear ones, remember, this is your dream consciousness, and you have brought the gift through the attraction. It is important to work with whatever shows up. And let us even reframe that word. We watch the channeler take our energy and use that word quite liberally, the work, you see? This is something we are trying to teach her, and we will teach you as well. Everything is work to her. You see, even spiritual growth, work, work, work. We must work very hard to attain our spiritual growth, you see? God may be looking. We must look busy. We must be looking like we're trying to achieve. Dear ones, we ask you, we say this with a chuckle, and we hope you take notice. We ask you to take the holy breath and treat yourselves gently, treat yourselves lovingly, treat yourself kindly, and do so with the liberal amount of love. As you can bring love, as you can bring self-love into every holy situation, you will have the good belly laugh. You will have the good belly laugh when things go amiss according to your plan. You will have the good belly laugh when you notice some of your fears coming up for healing. You will have the good belly laugh throughout the day. And as you can approach yourself in this holy manner, it will be quite a kindness, quite a gift, quite a blessing when you can afford the others the same latitude. When you see someone getting all tangled up and in knots over poor customer service in a restaurant, in a store, you can have the good belly laugh and you can see how they're creating their own nightmare from illusionary material in their mind. You can watch the drama, you can watch the dance, and you can see that all the emotions, all the turmoil, all the stress this individual is causing oneself is mainly due to the mind maya, the illusions of the mind. There is nothing really there. Someone perhaps forgot a spoon or something, but surely nothing worth getting all tangled up in the illusionary web, yes? So you can watch, you can observe, and you can have the good belly laugh. And indeed, remember to use your spiritual awareness. Remember to use your spiritual gifts. When you watch someone else getting all tangled up over really nonsense, you must wonder why it is you have found yourself smack in the middle of it, while you have found yourself being the observer of the situation. You see, dear ones, when you are spending your holy time, and we watch the channeler continue to do this, but she is getting the idea. When you watch yourselves judging the other, look at this person getting all upset over nothing. Dear ones, the question remains, why has the universe brought you to this time and place for you to be the observer? Do you see? It is a dream and it is a mirror. You are having an opportunity to look at yourself. You're having an opportunity to see yourself with eyes anew. Aha, I get it. This is what I do. This is why the universe has brought me to this place and time, so I can observe myself, so I can see myself, so I can heal myself. You see, what you thought to be a nuisance, what you thought to be an inconvenience, I have places to go, people to see, things to do, a to-do list to follow. And here I am standing on this line watching someone get all upset over absolutely nothing. Aha. Why? Ask the question, why? Why has the universe set it up in just the right space and time for me to land on this line right here to observe this gentleman all bent out of shape over nothing? You see, it is your karma. It is your karmuppance. It is there to enlighten you, to help you see your own mind, heal your own mind, forgive your own mind. You see? What you are having trouble doing yourself, what you get tangled up in your own affairs, it is often the wise spiritual teacher, the wise master, that will lead their spiritual aspirant to the exact place and time to be able to witness their own mind in the observation process by observing another. You see, it is sometimes hard to see oneself, you know, because the eyes are pointing out, not pointing in. Is it not a bit easier to look at another and to dissect what is truly going on within oneself? You see? After you have done that, after you have forgiven, after you have sent love, it serves you to release, to release the judgments you have towards the person you are observing, and then to release the judgments you have had towards yourself. The unforgiveness, it's a very strong commodity in the ego world. It is almost like it is something that is earned. Yes, I have many, many things I have not forgiven myself for, and it's almost like a badge of pride. Dear ones, it is time to release. It is time to forgive. This is about serving love, is it not? When you make love your master, when you remember over and over and over again, because it will take the practice of serving over and over again, when you remember to always serve love in every situation, it is an easy remembering. Yes, any time that you are not sending the love to self or others, there is something to be healed within, we can assure you. So trust us in this one. So you will be led, you will be shown. Everything that needs uncovering, every stone needing unturning, you will be given, you will have it stream through your field of awareness. Why is it that I always run into this waitress? Why do I keep attracting this waitress, you see? Why is it that I keep hearing this neighbor? What is it there for me to learn about myself? Why am I sent at this time and place when my neighbor does the yelling? You see, what is there for me? What learning, what opportunity, what healing? Life is signaling your ascension. It is signaling your awakening to your true Buddha nature. It is calling you home. Make use of every holy moment. There truly is no wasted time, we promise you, so make use of it. What you think of as a waste, I wish they would hurry up. I am trying to get home to get in a good meditation. We watch the channeler do this quite often. You see? Do you see the irony of this whole thing? Her meditation, as we groom her, will be the 24 hours a day, you understand. It is all meditation. It is all teaching. Life is here promoting your salvation, your healing, your ascension. There is never a moment in time when your guides, your angelic committee, are not there ready to serve, ready to teach, ready to help you heal. The question is, where are you? You see, when we tune in, when we guide, when we support, when we nudge, what we also, oh, one moment please. Why am I having trouble with that word? What we often, that's not such a hard word. What we often find, dear ones, is we have trouble meeting you in your present. And why is that? More often than not, we find you perhaps in the future, worrying about the future. What am I going to do next? What am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do 10 years when my son's all graduated? You see, these are pressing issues that must be solved right now in this very moment. Sometimes we find some of you in the past, dwelling over the past, worrying about the past, worrying about the impressions you've made on another in the past. You see? When you watch your mind drift to the future of the past, as most of you, we assuredly know at this point, it is of the ego, you understand? The centering prayer is in the present, the power is in the present, your God self is in the present, life is in the present. It is said that this is all a hologram and everything that you need for your healing is in the present. So why would you spend your time in the past and the future? Dear ones, of course you understand you are traveling into the egoic realms and quite often you get lost. And so what happens, dear ones, is when you are busy in the past and in the future, you are missing the opportunity for healing in the present. So how often does the healing opportunities come by? In truth, they are there, they are there, they are there, and here they are again, they are there. You see? They are everywhere, all day long. And how is this? It is because it is your dream of consciousness. You are examining your consciousness. You are living your consciousness. And how will you heal? How will you awaken? How will you open up to your true nature, your true self, your true Buddhahood, your true Christhood? It is by awakening consciousness. So how important is it to be present, to be here, to notice, to feel, to listen? It is everything. It is everything. So again, it is about being in the present. Again, it is about listening, opening up, not resisting, allowing. It is about listening to love, noticing when you are not in the space of love, which you will find many, many times a day if you are quite honest with yourself. And so the question remains, How may I serve love? How may I open up to love? How may I be present to listen to the messages I am receiving in the name of love, in the name of truth? How can I use my life to go home, to serve the Christ, to serve the enlightened one within? In truth, your awakening is here. In truth, you are already awakened. You are simply calling yourselves home. And you can delay it a holy minute. You can delay it a holy lifetime. You can delay it as many lifetimes as you choose. Some of you are getting quite good at that, yes? However, dear ones, in truth, you can come home in the blink of an eye. So, when you feel the frustration, when you feel the hopelessness, when you feel the doubts, it is simply a matter, and we do mean simply, it is a matter of taking a deep holy breath and saying to yourself, to another, to the spirit within, I choose to awaken. I choose to come home. And then you may trust that the universe will support you, will run to your aid, will do everything in its power to help you along, to awaken you, to show you, to teach you. Remember, we have spoken many times that there is no one that cannot hear the nudging of spirit. You do not need to be a proficient channeler to hear the nudging of spirit. Everyone in their own way hears the messages. They may not like the messages. They may not wish to hear them. But everyone on some level does hear them. You cannot not hear them. You cannot be separate from your true self. It would be impossible. You would not be living and breathing and having this life if you were not one with your true nature. It is the spirit of God. It is the spirit of life itself, which is keeping your heart beating, which is helping you to have the consciousness, yes? So how can you possibly be separate? You are not separate, dear ones. You, as a collective one, have gotten good at learning to tune off the truth, at learning to tune off the messages, to learning how to separate yourself from hearing. But it is just a game. It cannot be. You cannot be separate. And if you cannot be separate, then is there anything, any truth, any information that can be kept separate from you? Of course not. It is not possible. You are one with spirit. You are one with God. You are one with Buddha nature, and you are one with your awakened self. It is impossible not to be. The more that you focus on this, the more that you open up to this, the more that you become willing to be led home, it really is simple as that. Easy as pie, as they say. It is simply a matter of listening and learning and unraveling and revealing your truth. So allow us to serve, allow us to travel with you, allow us to make your load lighter. As you choose to stay present, as you choose to awaken, your strengths, your skills in the listening department will improve. And why is that? Is because you're using the muscles of listening. You are saying yes. You are saying yes to your growth. You are saying yes to your expansion. You are saying yes to your true nature. And what you focus on, what you pay attention to, you will see. You will see. It's as simple as that. So we surround you, dear ones. We surround you, dear ones of light, dear ones of love. We are here with you. We are walking it out. We are here as your servants. We serve you. Serve light, and we will all walk home together. Yes? So at this time, we wish to serve you even further by extending the attunement of who you are, of your true nature. And we ask you to receive. We ask you not to be bashful. We ask you to say yes to you. The more that you can say yes to you, the more you can resonate with your true self. Indeed, the more gifts you are able to receive, the more that you will acclimate, be accustomed to, feel, vibrate to your true resonance, your true self, your true spirit. So we ask you and invite you to take a deep holy breath, release fully, let go, and receive. in, dear ones. Allow yourself the deep holy breath and expand even further, expand even wider. Imagine yourself as being more than just focused on this place and time. Imagine your true self, your true nature, your true auric field, filling up the space you're sitting on, filling up and expanding out to your right, to your left, on up and down in all dimensions. Imagine the light permeating to every corner of your room. Imagine yourself filled with light. Imagine yourself living in light. Know in truth, this is who you are. You are light. You are all-knowing light. Live from this place, even in the moments when you may not feel, when you may not know, when you forget to trust. Live from the awareness that there is a part of you that does know. Trust that part of you as you open up to living from your true nature, from living from your awakened heart. And so it is. All right, well, I thank you guys. I always feel better after those attunements, so thank you so much. Hi, Miss Avril with the beautiful hair. How can we help you today?
Hiya, thanks for the compliments and thanks for the attunement. Mm-hmm. I was gonna ask about my sister.
Okay.
If there's any past life karma there.
All right, let me see what we can bring forward for you. One moment, please. And can you say your first name and then your sister's name, please?
Avril and Louise.
And say your name and her name one more time, please.
Avril and Louise.
I'm going to say yes, but for some reason when I try to tune into what it is, they're not letting me in, and I'm not sure why. So one moment, please. Avril, say your name one more time, honey.
Avril.
And then say Louise's name one more time.
Louise.
I'm not sure. Every time, like, I'm about to give you an answer, like, the words are on the tip of my tongue, and then there's, like, complete silence.
Okay.
I feel like, I almost feel like it's some kind of protection for you.
I mean, another way of asking would be, is there anything I can do to relieve her intense resentment at me? Is there any advice in that respect?
Okay, one moment, please.
Thanks.
Well, I'm trying to tune in, and I'm a little baffled. What I do feel, though, well, I'm going to talk about what I do feel on my way to try and answer your question.
Yeah.
I do feel like there's a lot of love and protective energy around you. So I don't know if, I mean, it's really good energy. You've got a lot of... you know, I don't know who they are, spirit guides, angels, something like that, but you've got, I feel like, a lot of spiritual support. Part of it feels like karmically induced, and what I mean by that is it's sort of, how do I say this? If you experience something, I know, how do I say this? You know, they say that everything happens, there's a karmic reason.
Yeah.
But I almost feel like in your situations, and I have heard this occurring, I don't know how it occurs, but sometimes we experience things that like aren't really our karma. I don't know how that would happen if it's all our karma, but yeah. But apparently it does. And when that occurs, it's like the universe compensates a person for it. So, and Avril, say your name again, please.
Avril.
I feel like something like that, if not that specific thing is going on, that somehow something you experienced, are experiencing, is lurking around you, something like that. It's not your karma. It's not your karma. So I feel like there's a great deal of spiritual protection surrounding you, supporting you in kind of like overcoming the odds, overcoming the difficulties, dealing with it. I almost feel, I know this sounds bizarre, Avril, but it's almost like there's like a deflection device around you. So like if anyone like sent you like a spiritual, it wouldn't be spiritual, but like an etheric, I should say. Like if someone sent you an etheric, what do you call it? Like a bow and arrow or something. This is what I'm watching. I'm watching like a dagger or like a bow and arrow. I would say a bow and arrow because like a dagger would be like, you know, killing someone. And it's not that, it's more so of like pain, causing pain kind of thing. And so I'm watching this deflection and, it almost looks like gray and it's just very protective and it's solid. It's like made of like, in physical terms, it would be like what I would call NASA, which would be like our space program here. Like, you know, like they only use top quality, best of best of best. It's that kind of high quality material. So it kind of just ricochets off and falls over. Like, if spirit doesn't want you to get harmed, you're not going to get harmed kind of thing. I know that's sort of how I feel. So I feel like you've got protection, just so you know. I really feel like you have protection. It's almost like here with our president, you know, they have the Secret Service protecting them. That's how it feels to me in regards to you. I feel like you have protection. So good for you. I mean, to be very sincere. That's quite holy. You know, I would take spiritual protection over physical protection anytime. Because they know how to work with the energies and in the spiritual realms. And I mean, to me, that's like, that's high quality stuff. Like you can't pay for stuff like that.
I do pray for protection. From Archangel Michael.
I feel like you have it. And I also feel like it's karmically due you somehow. Okay, so let me just put that out there. And so I'm gonna have you say your name again and her and Louise's name again. And let me see if I can figure anything else out for you.
Avril, Louise.
Avril, you know, I'm like on the borderline of making something up, which of course I would never do. So I feel like that's my point. I'm not sure why they're not sharing anything with me, but it's like a dead echo in here when I try to, they're just not opening that door for some reason. And they keep telling me for you to go to the light. So I guess that's like the second part of your question of, you know, okay, well, what do you do? I don't know what's going on with your sister and why the issue's there. I do feel that the light is very supportive and protective of you. I feel like you've got, I don't know how to say this, but I feel like you have like a spiritual advantage in that respect, that it's really promoting your health, your well-being, your guidance. I mean, it's really your answer. So I feel like whatever that story is or isn't, you just keep following the light, and it's just really irrelevant. I mean, it's just really irrelevant what the issue is. It's that the light is gonna, the lights, and the feeling I get is like, I don't know that, I don't wanna say this. Yeah, for some reason, I don't know if they don't trust me that I'm not gonna say the right thing to you, but they're
just, she just, it is sibling rivalry. She's been kind of jealous of me from day one. And we're now in our 40s, and she cannot let the childhood go because we were treated differently. It's just always been there about everything. And I've got a history of alcohol abuse, and obviously I did things under the influence and blackout. Also, you know, these things are also held against me, even though I made amends for years. I've made amends and with the family and everything. But they're pure, it's like pure hatred. Yeah. And then she'll flip into being really nice and lovely. But then I get, the next second I'll get a tirade of abuse, and then she'll flip out of it and then be normal. It's just weird. And we go through this thing of making up, and then once we're close again, she'll just do it again. And I just wanted to know whether to just remove her from my life would be easier than to deal with the stress and the pain.
I hear what you're saying. And man, I'm just so careful in terms of, I don't want to make it, you know, there's miracles are always possible is the thing. And people always have the option of choosing the light. What I can tell you is that's going to be up to her. That's going to be like her, how do I say this? I guess what I want to say is, you know, for the short term, at least for the short term, it seems like it's going to be what it is. Let me say it that way. It seems like it's going to be what it is. But if you understand that it's coming from her own, when I say ignorance, I don't mean that in a negative connotation or a put down. I mean that in terms of just her lack of awareness, you know, in terms of where the emotions are coming from and the healing that's needed. So in other words, if you can see it as such, and understand that it has to do with her, not you, then, and not plan for it, but understand that this may be part of the cycle as it cycles out. Let me say it that way. It may be part of the cycle as it cycles out. Then I guess that's why they're saying, you know, to focus on the light, that, you know, the light is really, you know, the light's your bedfellow, the light's your best friend, the light is your guide. And then of course it's her, you know, it's her call and her choosing, in how quickly she will move through these energies. And I don't know that there's motivation for it yet, I guess is what I'm saying. So without motivation, it's going to take, you know, a little longer than it potentially could because of that lack of motivation as of yet. And say your name again for me, Avril.
Avril.
You know, when people get lost in their mind, it's very easy to be lost. You know, so the more that you can detach from taking it personally, because it's not about you, it's about being lost. And, you know, and that's what they were saying, when you're lost in your past, you know, it's hard to be present and available for healing. So,
yeah.
You know, I wish I had more Well, Mama, please let me see if I can bring in anything else. They're saying the more that you can have the compassion for where she is, the more it will further you spiritually in terms of your spiritual development. It doesn't mean that you get to be the punching bag. It doesn't mean that you're supposed to sit and listen to it. It means that when you understand the place where she is right now, the more that you kind of understand that, you know, it's like, yeah, I've been there too. I know what it's like to be lost. If you can stand back and, you know, appreciate the good times, and when they're not, allow her space to be where she is without you taking ownership. This is what their point is. Without you taking ownership, without you taking personal responsibility, or, you know, to understand it's about her, not you. And allow her space when she gets in those places. And they're saying it's important not to own it, not to take it as a reflection of you, because it is a reflection of her state of consciousness, is what they're saying. Yeah. And when you can see it as such, then you can detach lovingly temporarily when she is in those places.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sweetheart, send you lots of love. But you do have protection, just so you know. It's really nice.
Yeah, it is. It's good to have.
I like that part. All right, Miss Gina. Hi, honey bunny.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I just kept getting this. Can I just add something to what you were saying?
Yes.
For Avril, I just kept getting that as I was choosing more, because we were just talking prior about when I started the group, and when I really started to realize and open up and go through all of my healing processes, all the relationships that I had prior were like similar, up and down, etc. And it seemed like the more I was ascending, the more I was kind of like quote unquote being tested, but obviously I'm bringing that into my consciousness. But yeah. It seemed like the more I was ascending, I was more others were trying to pull me down, whatever that sensation. And it took kind of like what Nicole was saying, just view it, but I did need to kind of remove myself physically from those types of people and send them light and love. Because I wanted to still rise up and have my vibration be high and still be in that place. Until I got to a stronger place, I kind of had to like physically separate myself. But I mean, I don't know if that's helpful.
Yeah.
And I didn't sever ties. I just, you know, was like, oh, I'm a little bit busy today, or like Nicole would say, like, you know, just get off the phone with them if they, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Until I got to a stronger place, to then be at this place, if they get to that point where I could stand up for myself and or choose to not engage. But
yeah.
So I don't know if that's helpful at all, because I felt like I was resonating with a lot of what you were saying.
Yeah.
And I can feel your pain a lot. And it's not bad to take that step back, because sometimes you need to do that, because your spiritual path is now here and hers might be here, and to you can't keep bringing yourself down to hers, because you have a, you know, you each have a purpose. So
yeah,
I don't know if that's helpful at all, but I kind of feel like I was in that same place, like, you know, and we all are, but like maybe even like 6-7 months ago, and it just required me to kind of step back from some relationships and let the space kind of be there and send the light and love, and then come back to it when I was stronger.
Oh,
so I don't know if that helps at all, but I just kind of kept hearing that from what, you know, source energy. So
thank you, Gina.
Thank you, Gina, for sharing that.
All right.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, that's a really good point.
Whatever they'd like to tell me would be great.
Okay.
Gina.
Okay, one moment.
you're
so good. You're so ready. You're on task. You're on task. My mom is going to have a sip of water.
That's fine.
You're cute. You're very cute. All right, one moment. Okay, and now say your name again, please.
Gina.
And say it one more time.
Gina.
You're more magical than you realize. You're more magical.
That was the worst. Yeah.
It's
fine.
Say your name one more time, please.
Gina.
They keep telling me magical, magical, magical.
That was in my channeling this morning.
You're kidding. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't need me.
Well, you were also in my channel this morning.
Oh, how funny.
But it's to have more fun and that we are mirroring each other in that what you had said today in your thing, like we see it as work.
Uh-huh.
And when we have more fun and we're playful, that's doing God's work, because laughter and fun is then allowing spirit to be through us. And I was like, okay, that's right, because we both do the same thing. I'm like, all right, it's spiritual time. And you came through and like the automatic rhythm. So yeah, and the idea of magical, and we were talking about this person, one of my new friends is, we were talking about the secret garden and magical, so, literally like 2 hours ago, which is
wow.
Crazy. So yes.
Oh, how funny. That is really funny, Gina. Okay, so one moment. And say your name again,
sorry,
please.
Yeah.
No, don't be sorry. And just say your name, please.
Gina.
And say it one more time.
Gina.
They're saying to... Okay, they're going back to the original message. So they're saying that you're really quite magical, and to have fun with it. Be like a kid in a candy store. Go out there and create to your heart's desire, and play with it, because I don't know if it's just because of the energies or just because you've got an upgrade, you've been doing your spiritual work, I don't know what it is. But they're saying that you really have great opportunity now to manifest literally at a drop of a hat, just at a drop of a hat. And that when you approach life from that perspective, when you see it as like a spirit's gift to you, like you're the magician going through the day, really molding it, creating it to be, what it is that serves you, what it is that resonates with you, that you're going to find things working out quite smoothly, quite easily, and that when things come up, you know, sort of like we were talking about to teach or whatever, it just won't be a nuisance at all. It'll just be an interesting aspect of the dream consciousness. They're kind of like making, what would be the word? They're making almost like, not a suggestion, what's the word? You're the writer. What would be the word? Like a hypothesis, maybe, that life can be easy. Life can be dreamy. Life can be magically fulfilling. So they're saying that, you know, it's sort of like that's their theory, that's their hypothesis, and they would like you to test it out. They would like you to see what things you can conjure up, and it's almost looking like what they're showing me. It looks kind of like a Disney movie, where I don't know if it's like a fairy godmother or Snow White, where it's like suddenly the magic happens and that like sparkly stuff appears in the air.
Right.
That's how they're showing me, showing like you going through your life. You have the ability to kind of like turn it on and make it happen right now. And I feel like, Gina, say your name again, please.
Gina.
Yeah, I feel like you're ending one cycle and starting a new one. So this past cycle that you're just completing had been one of, I don't want to say heaviness and darkness, but heaviness and darkness. Like it was just drudgery, you know, because it was a lot of mastery material. So now it's almost like they want to like balance it out and kind of compensate it. So now it's about creation. Now it's about manifestation, you know, and they're saying it's about you teaching yourself the magic that can be done, the magic that can be had. And it's a self-demonstration kind of thing, that it's not something that, okay, we'll now go to this like 7-day course and here's your, you know, books and materials. It's not like that. They're saying that, you know, you're a spiritual master. You don't really need that. It's more so of like trying your luck, trying out your skills. They're trying to show me something. One moment. You know, it's sort of like when a little baby bird gets like kicked out of the nest by the mom because she wants the baby bird to learn how to fly. You know, the baby bird learns how to fly just because it observes itself falling to the ground. And it's like, well, I got these wing things here. Like, maybe I should take them out. I don't feel like you're going to be kicked out of a nest. I don't think it's going to be like a hard thing. It's more so if the baby bird figures out how to do it while they're out there in the middle of the air. It's like learning by doing it and trying. They're saying try your luck, test your wings, test your energy, test your thoughts. You know, how fast can your thoughts manifest something? That sort of thing. I feel like you've either gotten an upgrade or somehow you've gotten, they're showing me the green light. Somehow you have a green light to go forward and have like a, you know, like a play, like Disneyland, like a playful magical day kind of thing. Because it's important. It's part of your training to understand your power. It's part of your training to understand who you really are. And by you discovering through this process, it's really going to teach you who you are. You know, it's sort of like someone can tell you you're a master. And it's like, okay, well, that's all very nice theoretically, but what does that mean? What does that really mean? And say your name one more time.
Gina.
Yeah, it's the PS they want to give is like, how do you bring enjoyment? How do you bring enjoyment to your day? How do you bring enjoyment to your life? Because you actually have the ability to manifest that in a much more concrete way than ever before. They're not giving me a lot of details as far as what all that means. Gina, say your name one more time.
Sure.
They're saying part of it is because they want you to play and for you to discover what pleases you, what makes you happy, what you resonate with. They're saying for far too long, you've been following kind of like life teachings, you know, so it's sort of... you know, just kind of following what you think you should be doing, what other people are doing, what you've been taught would make you happy versus what you enjoy. You know, so if you had like a nephew or something come to town and you know, his parents were genies or witches or whatever, and he could just create anything he wanted to create all day long, like what would his day look like? That sort of thing. I don't know if your manifestation abilities will be quite that fast. But they're saying, it's funny, you've got some teacher, master person, who's, when I said that they may not be quite so fast, and he says, you know, like, you would give a good spiritual aspirant a run for their money. In other words, like, your skills are really not that bad. That's what he's saying. Yeah. He says, he's like, not too bad, not too shabby. it's really quite a compliment, actually. So when he's saying that, he's actually saying that, you know, you're up to snuff. You're really pretty good. It's important for you to, because what it's going to do is, number one, show you how easy it is to do. And number two, it's going to help you gain confidence in your abilities.
And then, is there anything I should be doing besides just bringing more joy and playfulness into my life? I mean, in attracting that? I guess doing that.
It's so funny because you're saying, is there anything else? And they're saying, and what they're saying is that you don't realize what that would do to you vibrationally. So they're saying that like that, in other words, like that's a lot. If you just do that right there,
okay.
You know, we're really talking a lot vibrationally speaking. But one moment, and say your name again, please.
Gina.
They're saying it's time to fall in love with you again. This is about falling in love with you again. So as you bring joy to you, as you notice the easiness in which you do that, you're going to fall in love with you again. And they were saying it's holy time. It's holy time.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Indeed, it is a good order of the day, is it not, to fall in love with oneself, to appreciate oneself, to understand your own divinity, to understand your own lifeline to truth. You see, you are the ones that will bring the joy to Holy Mother Earth. You do this as you hold these vibrations, as you bring the frequency of love. As you recharge your battery with love and joy, understand the good gifts that you bring to yourself as well as all others. There are many others pretending to be happy, you see, placating the masses, going about their business, cutting their lawns, reading the paper, mailing their bills. But happiness and joy, well, that's not what life is about, you see. So you are the strong ones. You are the ones that are real willing to go for broke and say, there must be more. There has to be more. And you are in the mines, shall we say, creating and finding your diamonds. So until next time, we surround you with love. We surround you with our joy. And we remain. Namaste.
Namaste.